And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Wisconsin's 75th Assembly District has moved to the left, literally. In the new map adopted this year, the district has moved west to the Minnesota border along the St. Croix River, centering around Burnett and Polk counties and the towns of Webster and Amory. The towns of Barron and Rice Lake are now in the 67th District, and with them, incumbent 75th District Representative Dave Armstrong of Rice Lake, who will be running for that seat. That leaves an open seat for District 75 now, and it's being sought by Democrat Jane Kleiss of Sterling and Republican Duke Tucker of Grantsburg, both of whom have been invited to join us. Tucker was born and raised in the Trade Lake farming community in Burnett County. After graduating from Grantsburg High School, he enlisted in the United States Air Force, serving during the Desert Storm and Desert Shield operations as a combat communications specialist. Tucker has been the operations manager at Grantsburg Telecom for 28 years and is a member of the Burnett County Board of Supervisors. He's been involved in many other activities in the community where he and his wife Roxanne have raised their two daughters. And he joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Duke Tucker.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
So let's go right to it. Why are you the best candidate to represent the 75th District?
Well, that's a question I get once in a while. And I'll tell you, because I guess I don't have a personal ambition of being a politician. I think it has more to do with my life experiences, and I want to see people to be able to get along better and to solve issues that face people every day, like the economy, inflation, education, all the issues you think about day-to-day that are bread and butter issues. I'm known to be somebody that's, you know, I've sat on many boards, and I get along with everyone. And I think it's really important we have respect for one another. So I guess because I'm pretty well-rounded through my day-to-day activities and my job, and pretty normal person. But I think it's all about divisiveness. We got to get rid of some of that and solve issues.
Okay, and thank you. The question of the wolf hunt has gotten much attention in the region and taken up much of the Department of Natural Resources' time. Your district has farmers who may be concerned about their livestock, as well as environmentalists concerned about protecting the wolf. Is there room for compromise here?
Well, the wolf issue is a very big problem. Actually, right around our home, we have a large amount of wolves. And I think it's important to have a few of them around, but they have gotten to a point where they cause a lot of deer kill and, you know, a lot of livestock kill and even attack dogs. Not too long ago here in Oneida County, there were a couple youth out duck hunting that was basically kind of got jumped by a wolf. So yeah, there's some room for compromise, but a lot of that is very political. And I've been following it very closely, watching the NRB meetings and so on and so forth. And there needs to be a wolf hunt, and they need to be delisted nationally so we can do that. Hopefully we see that happen.
And thank you. Your district now borders on the St. Croix River, which goes into the Mississippi. There's been a lot of talk about PFAS in rural Wisconsin. What does the legislature need to do, and if it's money, how does it balance against other needs like mental health in rural areas?
Well, I'll tell you, PFAS is another issue I've been following at NRB meetings, and I get a lot of DNR press releases. You know, the forever chemicals that are, you know, they're called forever chemicals because they just don't break down. There does need to be more regulation due to that, but there has to be balance. If you, you know, I don't want to see that stuff released into our groundwater or surface waters, but at the same time, you know, who do you hold accountable for it? What's the plan going forward? There are already actions being taken to protect against PFAS. I think the DNR's done a pretty good job actually on getting some policies in place, and the direction they're going, I'm in pretty good agreement with. But I, you know, these, a lot of these PFAS chemicals, I don't think were identified early enough. But there's some good ideas the DNR has there, so I'll be supportive of that. Regarding mental health, that is a really big issue, and I think it's related to many public safety problems. And I will tell you, sitting on the Burnett County Board of Supervisors right now, we signed resolutions to fund mental health facilities, whether it be hospital rooms that are converted throughout the northern part of the state to provide behavioral health, mental health type services, and another resolution that asked for state funding to staff those. Mental health professionals are pretty hard to find up in the rural areas of northern Wisconsin. So we realize that'll be a struggle, but everything comes back to behavioral health or mental health, whether it be domestic abuse, drug abuse, theft. I guess a lot of times they have heavy drug users that aren't going to a job every day. So we need to get people rehabilitated. But there does come a point where I do question whether we need to rehabilitate someone multiple times using tax dollars. So, I mean, we've got to hold people accountable. But the biggest thing is we want to try to rehabilitate them first.
Thank you again. Is there any Democratic-backed initiative in the legislature that you can get behind? That's keeping in mind that we don't know which party will be in control in the next term.
Well, I'll tell you, just because a person's a Democrat doesn't mean they have bad ideas. And for me, I'm not afraid to cross party lines to do the right thing for the people in our district. And this is part of what kind of got me involved in politics, too, is I've seen the bureaucracy, some of our large state agencies, and their decisions really coming from, say, their political point of view, rather than agreeing to just fix the problem. And I won't go too in-depth of how I know that or what issues they are, but it's a real problem. We're way too divided. We don't do anything, it seems like, these days to better the people's circumstance and put your party politics aside.
And thank you again. We've been speaking with Duke Tucker of Grantsburg. He's the Republican seeking to fill what will be the open seat for the 75th Wisconsin Assembly District, facing Democrat Jane Kleiss, who's also been invited to join us. Thank you for joining us, Duke Tucker.
Well, thank you so much again for the invite. And I'm probably a little different than most people. I don't get all bent if I lose a political race or what have you, because if the people choose someone else, that person would probably do a better job for them than I would. So it's really a treat to be with you. And the opportunity serving the 75th District is pretty fun, actually. I've enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you again. You can find complete coverage of local and statewide political races at WPR.org/election2024. And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@WPR.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.